Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Pastor Cooksey, we open the prayer line with prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this prayer line. We ask that you bless these airways, Lord Jesus. We ask that everything be done decent and in order. We ask that you, Lord Jesus, pour your anointing out without measure, Lord Jesus. We ask that you continue to let cups overflow, Lord Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing for us right now in the land of the living. In your word, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Help us today, Heavenly Father, to be in your perfect will. We know that to be in your perfect will, Lord Jesus, we must be in your word, Lord Jesus. Help us to line upon line, precept upon precept, Lord Jesus. Help us to not lean to our own understanding, but help us to lean to what thus saith the Lord. Never has there been a time like this, Lord Jesus, where we need to stand on your promises and your principles, Lord Jesus, so that you can begin to transform everything in our lives. We thank you for the word that's going to come forth tonight, Lord Jesus, that right now, life-changing word, Lord Jesus. We thank you that everything in our life is going to be shifted, Lord Jesus. We're going to have favor in our life, Lord Jesus. We're going to be blessed coming. We're going to be blessed going. We thank you for the overflow, Lord Jesus. We thank you that the blessings are going up and the praises are coming down, Lord Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing for everybody on this line. We ask that you bless them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord Jesus. Continue to keep them. We ask that you keep everyone with an income, Lord Jesus, working vehicles, a roof over their head, clothing on their back, Lord Jesus. Help us to get back to the simple things, Lord Jesus. Help us to not treasure up things on this earth, Lord Jesus, where moth and rust can tarnish it, but help us to put our faith and trust in heavenly things, Lord Jesus, where neither corruption or anything can tarnish it. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being the Alpha and the Omega. We might not have begun this race on the right track, Lord Jesus, but we know that the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to those that can endure. Give us your enduring strength, Lord Jesus. You'll never put more on us than we can handle. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing what you're doing. We ask that you continue to bless. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. On Wednesday night, we also have a prayer line, and the number for Wednesday night is 916-588-9688. That begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then on Sundays, if we're online, our online starts at 1:30 p.m. on that same 916 number, and you can tune in to the entire church service live. Special prayer requests can be written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660, and our website is fullgospelhouse.org. Our Facebook is FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. I do have a special announcement. September is our anniversary month, and to show reverence to God for blessing Full Gospel House of Prayer to serve him, we will have an anniversary service on Saturday, September 11th at 12 noon. Again, that will be Saturday, September 11th at 12 noon. The message from God will be ministered by Bishop Hale out of Fresno. We will provide a carryout dinner for those who are in attendance. There will be no Sunday service as we will rejoice in the Lord on Saturday, September 11th. Mask wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L as in Love Street in the city of Modesto, California, 95354 we enter in the rear. Also, just a quick reminder, we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account and you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We're linked with that email address, fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. Box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimonies. Please remember, keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And please, mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise God. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith. This is Sister Shirley. I just want to thank God. I want to thank God for this ministry and for you, Pastor Smith. I want to thank God because you're a praying woman of God and your prayers are answered and you're always in touch with God with a right now message from God. And I just thank God for that. I'm so pleased to be a friend and a partner to this ministry in Jesus' name. I like the emphasis that is made on prayer because Jesus said my house should be called a house of prayer, and you do it under the anointing and under the power of God. I thank God for the encouragement, the confirmation to pray more. I thank God that we need to be praying because my dear friend called me 2 or 3 days ago asking for prayer for her son who had been shot in a mass shooting shootout, and she asked for prayer, and then 2 days later she called me back and said that her son had survived, but his friend had died. And tonight I will be requesting prayer for that family because now COVID has hit that household. Thank you, Pastor Smith, for all you do. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor, I have a testimony. I just really want to thank God for all that he is doing. I have been in my body. Satan is really trying to attack me and bring me down, but it's not going to work. It is not going to work in the name of Jesus. I thank God for all that he is doing in my body. My testimony is that last night, over the weekend, I've been having some difficulties being afflicted with my body. I went to the emergency room because I was in so much pain. They said it was sciatic pain. So I went ahead. I knew that. So when I went back, I told them what was going on. They gave me stronger medication. I left, and an hour later, I was in so much pain. I had been dealing with it. Went back to the emergency room. I've just been going back and back. So I said, okay, God, I've been praying and everything. So yesterday, I went twice. And so yesterday, I was getting ready. I called a friend, and I had set everything up, and I was like, okay, son, I'm going to the emergency room. I'm calling the ambulance. I'm going to go by ambulance. I don't want to walk because this is really bad. And as I picked up my phone, you called me, Pastor, and the question was, how did you do today? And I was trying to figure out what to say without lying, but without telling you what was really going on with me. But the Spirit of God had already told you and showed you. So I said I was struggling and I wasn't feeling well. And as a matter of fact, I was getting ready to call the ambulance. You said that was God that told you to call, and that was God that had you fast and prayed for me. So you prayed, went in warfare prayer. And at that moment, you said, "Penny, by faith, get up and start walking." What I had not shared with you was that my left leg had went limp. I could not walk. I could not move. I could not. It didn't matter what position I was in. I was in constant pain, and it was really, really, really bad. And after you prayed, you said, by faith, get up and start walking. I got up. I started walking. I could not believe it. It was just a miracle from God. And I started praising him. I was crying on the phone. You know what happened, Pastor. I was on the phone with you for like an hour just crying and praising him and thanking him. And so I want to thank God for you, Pastor Smith, for being obedient. You heard from him. And as you do for anybody who God tells you, Pastor, you just do it. You do it. And if you had not did it and you had not called me and prayed for me, I would be in the hospital right now today. So I just thank God for you, Pastor, for just hearing from God to be obedient and praying for me in warfare prayer. I thank God Now, after I got off the phone with you, later on, I did have to take the medication, but it didn't matter. I was not in the hospital. My legs was moving. I was able to get up. I've been getting up. I've been walking around, been, you know, doing the things that I need to do slowly, but I have been doing it. I am not in the emergency room, not in the hospital, and I just thank God for what he is doing. So that is my testimony, and I'm going to continue to praise him and worship him. And, Pastor, I thank God that you don't let this go to your head, because you really could, because it's not you. But you could really let this go to your head. But, Pastor Smith, you do what you do best. Stay on your knees. Keep praying. And it don't matter what it looked like with the people around you, all these witchcrafts and stuff going on, and none of this touching you. And I just thank God that, you know, we're seeing you right now. Pastor, you keep going like God says. You going to heaven. It's your name is already in that book. And I just thank God, because I'm looking at you and I want to be more like Jesus. I see you being more like Jesus, and my name is it's in the book. So I thank God for you. Thank you.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
I do, Pastor. I want to piggyback on everybody else's and just praise God for you and this ministry. I also want to praise God for who he is. I have been getting told no to every single place that I have been applying. Ugh. And so today was kind of my breaking point, you know, and I was driving back and I was yelling and screaming and crying out to God and this and that. And then, like, when I just cried and screamed myself, and all I could feel was the peace that surpasses all understanding. Like, you know, and God is just, he's so patient, and he has so much grace and patience with me, you know, and I know that everything is going to be okay. And that's it. I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Amen. Praise the Lord, Pastor Smith. This is Pastor Cooksey. I just want to say, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Through this COVID, I just want to thank the Lord that he's kept me working. He's kept me in good health. He's given me peace. He's given me joy. I just thank God for being a sustainer of those that truly are seeking and putting him first. The word of God is just so true. He says, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all things shall be added. What am I saying? He's taking care of us. He's sustaining us. He's building us up. He's stirring the gifts up within us. I thank you for this ministry. I thank you for what this ministry represents, the truth. The truth shall set you free. And I'm just thanking God for all he's doing. Amen.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimony, we're going to go into the word of God. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. We need your anointing to breathe on the word, that the breath of God will bring life to the word, that the Spirit of God will give us revelation and wisdom in this word. And I'm going to thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Matthew 8 and 16 and Acts 10 and 38. Again, Matthew 8, verse 16, and Acts 10 and 38. You get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is a word of encouragement for the believers, and that was a true testimony of Penny. And that's why the Lord allowed me to bring this word tonight, how believers are under the attack of Satan and being tormented by Satan. So this word, I believe that the believers going to stand in agreement as a prayer of faith, and that the Spirit of God will come against those attacks through his word, because there are so many now of struggling with severe attacks from Satan. They're being afflicted and persecuted and being disturbed in their spirit and vexed and just being plagued by the enemy with many hardships and many affliction and pain and persecution. So I just thank God for Penny and how she's in the process of fully being delivered. But I thank God that evil spirits are both have been around for a long time, Old Testament, New Testament. Those are unclean spirits. Those are impure spirits. Those are deceiving spirits. Those demonic spirits, those lying spirits, working against God and the believers. So they've been around for a long time. They're very sophisticated. But I thank God for the Holy Spirit and how he have demonstrated his power that he rules over the universe. God has the authority over every evil spirit. Every evil spirit. God has given his son authority over those spirits. And so this is a word because there are so many that are in despair. They're in a mental attack over their minds. They have a spirit of anger over them. They're just being tormented in all areas of their lives. Our earth is being tormented, saints of God. I mean, the earth is in a tormented state worldwide. And this is a spirit of affliction. It's a spirit of vexation. It's over the earth. It's moving against the saints of God. But God wants us to know by his word this night that his word, his benefits in his word have authority. His word was sent to defeat and rebuke Satan. His word has been decreed to be established. His word is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's a penetrating word to the soul, to the spirit, to the joints and the marrow. His word accomplished his purpose because his word has been proclaimed. So this is a word by faith to come against the attack, the violation, and assaults of the evil one, because it's a battle people are going through. And so we're going to stand on the word of God tonight and believe God, for he was sent by his Father to come against those spirits. Matthew 8:16, please.
When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick.
This is what Jesus did. By the anointing that God has placed inside of him, without respect of person, saints of God, without respect of person, unlimited blessings from the Holy Spirit. When evening come, people brought to Jesus, many who had been tormented by demons, has been in a place where demons was overtaking them. Jesus cast out those evil spirits with a word. With the word, he healed all who were sick. The word healed. The word made healthy again. The word revived. The word rooted out those powers that was working against the people. And this is what the Spirit of God, by faith, we believe tonight, that the cause of the problem is Satan. He's an oppressor. The Spirit of God sent his son to root out that spirit, to annihilate that spirit, to eliminate that spirit, to drive that spirit out, because believers are under attack. And so we're standing on the word of God tonight, that the word of God will come against that tormenting spirit that's afflicting believers, bringing disturbance in their body, their mind. There's so many believers on drugs that's helping them mentally because they're vexed in their mind. I'm talking about believers are taking all of these psych drugs because the devil has afflicted their mind. There's so many believers that's fighting the spirit of anger and rage. That's a tormenting spirit. There's so many believers are being tormented in their sleep. They're restless. They cannot sleep good at night. That's a tormenting spirit. There's so many believers are experiencing hardship. Needs need to be met. Trouble in their families. All kinds of burden. That's an attack of the enemy. It's a tormenting spirit. It's a spirit that's causing worry in their lives. And this is a spirit that's taking the peace of many of God's people. But we're going to come by the authority of the word of God to those that are standing in faith tonight. For that spirit is a nuisance, that's a burden to you, that's vexing you, that's causing misfortune, that's causing hardship in your family, over your children. We need to pray for the young people as never before, because there's a demonic power that's after the youth as never before, an unclean spirit, an impure spirit, a deceiving spirit, a spirit that's tormenting their lives. They don't know what's up and what's down. They're all over the place. But the Spirit of God used his son against that unclean spirit, saints of God, that impure spirit. And we're going to see by the word of God, Acts 10 and 38, please.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
This is the word of God. God empowered Jesus with his anointing. He poured out his spirit of his anointing on Jesus to heal all who was oppressed by the devil, tormented by the devil, for God was with him. Saints, this is real. This is so real. The devil is attacking the saints of God as never before. The enemy is coming against their peace. He's holding up things that belongs to them by the Spirit of God. He's going into places now, attacking families, like Sister Shirley said. That pandemic, that's a tormenting spirit. There's so many people are tormented by that spirit. They're oppressed by that spirit. They are plagued by that spirit. They have fear over them. It's a tormenting spirit that's oppressing the people of God, that's bringing infirmities in their lives, that's troubling their spirit, that has them in a place where they're almost ready to throw up there. It's an impure spirit. It's a deceiving spirit, saints of God. And when the Spirit of God, when I got out of bed the day before, the Holy Spirit said, pray and fast for Penny, because she's under attack. So I prayed for her throughout the day. Then the Spirit of God said, call, because that power is oppressing her. And when I called, the Spirit of God immediately went into prayer for her to come against that spirit of despair, that spirit of depression, that spirit that was tormenting her body. This is real. Satan is a spirit. We don't fight against flesh and blood, but powers of darkness. It's an evil spirit. Satan is a dark force, saints of God. He's an enemy against God and his people. And so this night, the Spirit of God wants us to agree that the Spirit of God go into that place where you and I cannot go and root out that spirit of torment by the word of God. Cause that spirit to be blotted out by the word of God. That spirit to be annihilated tonight by the word of God. See, the word of God goes into a place that you and I cannot go in and terminate that spirit. That spirit needs to be discontinued, saints of God. And when it desires to come back, we stand on the word of God. When God terminates a spirit, that spirit would walk to and forth and try to find a place to enter back in again. That's why our house, I'm talking about our spiritual house, need to be covered with the word and the blood. What does it do? It keeps evil spirit from setting up camp. The devil is walking to and forth in the earth trying to set up camp in somebody's spiritual house. And so when you're filled with the word of God and the spirit of God is over your house, I'm talking the kingdom of God is living within you. That spirit cannot set up camp in your spiritual house. I'm talking about your body. He's going to try. He's going to try to bring all kinds of false emotion. He's going to try to bring everything for you to give in. That's what Satan do. He's a spirit of deception. He's a spirit of lies. He's an impure spirit. And so he comes in to get you in a place where you don't trust God. You got to trust God to keep your body under submission. And when you are under submission to the Holy Spirit, you yield your temple to God, saints of God. An evil spirit, they may try to torment you on the outside, but they cannot come on the inside. Can't no demon live in no believer. He will torment you on the outside. But when your temple belong to God, that means I'm submitted to God. I come in a place of repentance if I knowingly have committed sin. And the Spirit of God and His wisdom will take over my mind and reveal Himself to my spirit. And the Spirit of God will come into a place where you submit to God. And when you submit to God, the wisdom of God gonna take you over because your temple belongs to the Lord. And Satan have no resident in that house, saints of God, because that house is filled with the Spirit of God. Nothing but good things live in that house because that house has the kingdom of God over it. Now, that enemy will come on the outside, but he can't get on the inside. He can't live in that residence. That resident belonged to the Holy Ghost. And so there's a tormenting spirit, a tormenting individual, saints of God, vexing their spirit on the outside, disturbing their spirit on the outside, persecuting their spirit on the outside, plaguing their spirit on the outside, troubling their spirit on the outside, bringing misfortune on the outside. But we're coming by the authority in Jesus' name that the Spirit of God will go into that place where you and I cannot go and root out that spirit and drive out that spirit, the saints that's under attack. And this is real. The saints are in a battle as never before because the enemy is creating storms. He's invading their lives. They're going on the struggles. They're being assaulted. They've been violated by the evil one. But the Bible says the strong ought to bear the infirmity of the weak. That means he comes against everyone. Believe me, when I get up in the morning, that devil is waiting to come against me. But I stand on the word of God. I apply the word of God. It's a word for everything you're going through, saints of God. You got to search the scripture. In the scripture is life. In the scripture is deliverance. In the scripture is safety. And I apply the word of God. You need to apply the word of God before you go out. Psalm 144:8, that the Spirit of God will protect you from injury, that the Spirit of God will keep you in a safe place, because the devil's waiting to give you a ticket. He's waiting to violate you. He's waiting to assault you. He's waiting to attack you any way he possibly can. So you apply the Word of God. I get up over myself with the Word of God. I apply the Word of God. I have to go out this day. In the Spirit of God, you have to protect me. I apply the Word. Psalm 144:8. Protect me from injury. Protect me from the attack. Protect me from anything that will violate me today. You have to apply the Word of God. The Word of God is benefit. The Word of God is protection. The Word of God is authority. The Word of God is healing. The Word of God is penetrating. You apply it by faith. When that enemy desires to come in, because of the Word of God, it's a shield, it's a protection for you. We're so busy about doing so many other things, but you need to apply the Word of God daily, because there's an enemy that's waiting to attack you. Just like you get up and clean yourself and robe yourself, you need to robe yourself and apply the Word of God every day over yourself, over your children, over your loved one, over our country, over our government, because the Word of God goes into a place where the enemy is causing trouble in the earth. I'm talking about tormenting the earth. The whole earth is in torment, saints of God, worldwide. Because the Bible said these things would happen. But he told us not to be in fear. He said, Lord, I'm with you, even to the end of the world. But you have to apply the Word over your house. The Spirit of God dwells within you. You are the house of God. And the enemy hates the house of God. The enemy hates the believers. The enemy is after them continuously to violate, to assault believers, all from Satan. But God empowered Jesus with his anointing. God empowered Jesus with his anointing. He poured out the anointing on Jesus to heal all who were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Saints, the spirit of disturbance that's attacking the saints of God. God is the vehicle of our lives, saints of God. He controls. He comes against any situation and calls those submission, those situations to submit to God. Because the power of God goes into a place where you and I cannot tread on. The Spirit of God and his Word goes into a place to stop the tormenting spirit. Because there's a tormenting spirit as never before, tormenting the earth, tormenting God's people. It's so out of control. Can't no one come in and uproot this spirit, but the Spirit of God. The plans of earthly men and women are coming to naught. That's in Psalm 33:10-12. God said he will bring every earthly counsel to naught that will work against his word. He said every earthly counsel will not be affected against his word. In the Spirit of God, want believers to intercede and pray as never before. As never before. Because the enemy is bringing all types of severe attacks against the believers in this hour. I've never seen anything like this before in the earth all of my life. I mean, the attacks is everywhere. I mean, cities being burned up, totally collapsed, on fire, out of control, floods, sickness, disease, rage, people running for their lives in Afghanistan. And so much is going on in Haiti. The earthquake. Already going through with other disease and persecution. Then the earthquake comes. The earth is in turmoil, thanks to God. Our world is in turmoil. The enemy is placing an attack as never before. Then some people just act like it's not in existence. They're going on by their merry way, trying to, like the pastor prayed, trying to get some stuff and some things, trying to get this established, some of this worldly stuff. You can't take that stuff into a grave. It's time to pray as never before. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all things shall be added. Not, I'll think about it, shall be added. If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything you have need of shall be added. But there are so many people racing after stuff and things, trying to build up an empire on the earth. But I read in his word, Psalm 33, 10, 11, and 12, God comes against every counsel that's not the counsel of his word. He bring it to naught. He calls it not to be effective. His word says so, saints of God. You don't have to worry about the oppressor. When the Lord looks down over the universe, he controls the universe. When somebody's praying, he sees the oppressor. He said, I'm God, and I will bring that wicked counsel to naught. I will cause it not to be effective. If someone would stand in the gap, if someone would pray, when I see the word of God, and I see the ending of oppression, and I see how God's going to end it, I just begin to praise God. Because God said there's an end to all of this, saints of God. But you and I got to pray while we're in the earth. That's why he allowing you to live. That's why he allowing you to breathe. That's why he allowing you to be strong, to pray and to intercede. He said, I will not take you out of the world, but I'm leaving you in the world for you to be an intercessor, for you to pray. I'm not talking about stuff and things. You don't get that. If you have whatever you have need of, he said, I shall supply. I shall supply. But it's time now to pray as never before. Young people going out and not coming back home. Being destroyed by an evil spirit, a violent spirit, a spirit to injure. Satan is so sophisticated now. He's not injuring, he's annihilating. And it's time to look to God as never before and to seek his face at a time we can find him. And when you begin to seek the face of God, and you begin to pray, when you begin to pray for other people, God bless your stuff. He bless your situation. Why? Because you're selfless. When you have a selfless spirit, God, I've seen that through my lay pastor. Selfless. She had a very good job, and when she seen people was going through, I mean, I experienced that because she blessed me. She would pay my bill. She said, oh, I have a good job. I'm going to get a good paycheck. I'm going to pay your bills. Selfless. Concern about people's needs going through. It's not, you'll see a pilgrim like that every now and then, thanks to God. On this journey, you're going to see a pilgrim every now and then that's concerned about the oppressed. They're going to check on you. They're going to pray for you. And God going to give them wisdom how to pray. It's time as never, never before to go before God. It's a sanctuary inside of you. It's an altar inside of you. It's time to go before the altar of God and rend our hearts and not our garment and cry out to a true and living God that the Spirit of God will go into a place and uproot this violent spirit, this tormenting spirit, this spirit of suffering and persecution, this spirit that's causing premature death, this spirit that's causing distress and mental illness. It's a tormenting spirit that's causing suffering, that's causing families to be in lack and have great needs, for people that mentally is vexed in their mind, spirit of rage and anger, is all from the enemy. It's a tormenting spirit. It's a spirit to cause despair. It's a spirit to take our peace. It's a spirit of disturbance. It's a cycle of nothing but hardship and torment. But by the authority of God's word, when we stand on the word of God and intercede and pray, the Bible said when intercessors pray, people are born through the spirit of the word and receive salvation. Birth come forth through intercessory prayer. Birth come forth. We want these births to be healthy. That the enemy won't abort these births and kill them off. We want them to live and be fruitful. We want them to be in a place where God can use them in this hour, saints of God. But when they're under attack and being oppressed by Satan, all they think about the pain, the suffering, the despair, the anguish, the anxiety, all those things is tormenting them. That's why the word of God said man ought to always pray and not to faint. And so we're going in prayer tonight for those that are oppressed by the enemy, for those that are burdened by the enemy, that those are experiencing sickness and disease and pain and affliction by the enemy. It's a plague over their lives. It's a spirit of hardship and infirmity, trouble and misfortune. Going to the work, being oppressed on the job, just an oppressed spirit following them. But we come in tonight in Jesus' name that the Spirit of God would anoint the prayer and breathe on it and give us wisdom how to pray the word of God. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
I do, Pastor. I just wanted to lift my kids up, and I pray for their salvation because they're, into the conspiracies and everything that's going on in the world. So I'm praying for their salvation. And I met a young man. He's 30 years old. He went into prison when he was 19. He did 11 years. He just got out, and he's been on a kidney transplant waiting list for 7 years, yeah? And so now they're at a point where they're just sending him home, and he's about to give up in life, because there's no hope for him and stuff. So I'm just praying for him to be lifted up. That's it. Thank you.
Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yeah, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
I just thank God for you. I want you to, I ask prayer for my health, my continuous health, and also prayer for this little one that I have. I want Spirit of God just to take her mouth over to make her, be quiet when she really, really needs to be quiet and to speak when she really, really needs, when she's spoken to. Thank you.
Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, that's Deacon Ray. I met a young man yesterday named Bryce who served in the military. He's come home now from a 7-month tour in Afghanistan, or in the Middle East. He's having trouble emotionally and with his marriage and in his personal life. I just ask that God move over and sort all his issues out. That he leans on God for all his needs.
Anyone else need a prayer?
Yes, Pastor, this is Cholanda. I'm just asking for prayer for Sister Mills. She was on the prayer line a few times. She's in the hospital. She has COVID and an infection, and she's weak. So if you could pray for her.
Do anyone else have need of prayer? If there is any more prayer requests, Saint, this is so important tonight. There's a spirit that's walking to and forth in the earth, a tormenting spirit. He's repeatedly coming against the people of God, causing disasters, causing suffering, causing hardship, causing sickness and persecution and disturbance in their life, on their jobs, in their house, vexing them in their mind, vexing their families. It's worldwide. The earth is in a place of torment. The earth is being tormented. And it's time to really pray. God warns us to pray. Pray against impending disaster. Pray against suffering that's being repeated. It's time to pray as never before. It's time to pray, saints of God. It's like the Spirit of God. It's got a warning over the earth. People, pray. Pray against this disaster. Pray against the suffering. Pray against the affliction. Pray against this disturbing spirit, dark spirits, these dark forces, these deceiving spirits, these demonic spirits that's working against the believers. So we're going to agree tonight that the Spirit of God, he's the ruler over the universe. He's over the enemy. He's not the author of evil. He's the God of power. He's the God of control. And he causes every spirit to bow to his name. And so we're going to pray tonight that these powers be rooted out and terminated by the word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word tonight, but I come by the authority of your name, your word, and the blood, because you are the vehicle of our lives. And God, you are the one that contends with the gates of hell that's working against us. So we come by the authority of Jesus, standing on his word, that the spirit of the word will go into a place and terminate these powers of darkness, these evil spirits that's tormenting your people. That the spirit of the word will terminate, abolish these spirits, overturn and overthrow these spirits. Arrest these spirits tonight in the name of Jesus. Every evil spirit that's causing sickness and disease, pain, loss, lack of peace, mental disturbance, that cycle of hardship must be broken in the name of Jesus and terminated by the word of God. That poverty and families' lines be terminated tonight in the name of Jesus. That's a tormenting spirit. Break every cord, Father, that's allowing that spirit to continuously to circulate. That spirit must be terminated by the blood of Jesus and the word of God. That word, the word of God must cancel these spirits tonight and put them to an end. So we come by the authority of Jesus that the word goes into a place where a plant is grown by Satan, that you must uproot these deadly plants. These evil spirits are planted by the evil one that's causing problems for the elect of God, that's assaulting the elect of God, that's violating the elects of God. In the name of Jesus, when you seen that fig tree and you was hungry for fruit and it was barren, it was fruitless, you spoke a word over that root of the tree, that root would die. That root had to die because you spoke a word. That root was blotted out by word. That root was annihilated by word. So we come by the name of Jesus, that the Spirit of God go into that place where Satan has planted bad seeds. The force of darkness darkness has gone into a place. Impurity seeds, deceiving seeds, unclean spirits, seeds of deception, demonic seeds, lying seeds, spirit of God will go now and uproot and terminate those roots tonight in Jesus' name. Wipe them out by the blood in Jesus' name. Demolish them by the blood in Jesus' name. Blot them out by the blood in the name of Jesus. Every root that are attacking the saints of God, that violate the saints of God, that assaulting the saints of God, every storm that's created by Satan, that the Spirit of God go into that root system, uprooted and blotted out in Jesus' name. And I thank you tonight, Father Jesus, that the Spirit of God has terminated because we're standing in faith. The Spirit of God has canceled it because we're standing in faith. The Spirit of God has prohibited it because we're standing in faith. In Jesus' name, that spirit has been arrested by the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We're standing on the Word of God. The Word of God has benefits and authority to defeat and rebuke Satan in Jesus' name, because it's been decreed, and anything been decreed, God has to establish it. We thank you for the Spirit of the Word to go and penetrate that spirit and cause that spirit not to be effective. And God, I'm going to thank you for it by faith, that those evil spirits that's been set up by the evil one to attack the believers, that the Spirit of God stop disasters tonight, stop pain and affliction tonight, being terminated and uprooted by the Word of God. And God, we're going to stand on it and believe it by faith. Father, I thank you for the Spirit of God to go into that place. You say you will contend with us. You will contend with those things that contend with us. And you said, I will save your children. Father, you are the Savior. Matter cannot do it. Contend with those things that's contending with her children and save them, Father. John 6:44, I thank you for drawing them by your Spirit. They can't be drawn. Let the Spirit of God draw them. Draw them, Father Jesus. Every situation that's out of the will of God, Father, I thank you for your power to go into that place, God, and disturb that spirit. Bring conflict to that spirit, God. Cause that spirit to come in a place where it's not affected over her children and deliver them, Father, through your mercy and your grace. This young man that's been released out of the penitentiary, that the enemy has afflicted him with kidney disease, Father, go into that place. Restore his kidney. Bring life to that kidney that's the enemy desire to kill off. I thank you, Father, that the Spirit of God go into that place that he cannot go, and that the Spirit of God will release a healthy kidney from this young man where they're waiting for him to die. I send the Spirit of life to this man's body in Jesus' name. Your word said we shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. If he's not saved, save him, Father, to the uttermost. I thank you, Father Jesus, that you draw him and save him. I thank you for life to go into his body. And they're expecting death, but God, I thank you for disappointing anyone that's waiting for him to die, that he shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And I thank you for a healthy kidney by faith in Jesus' name. I thank you for the process of healing is moving over kidneys, over Penny's body now, Father. That she's going through a process. That she's touching the hem of the garment. And the Spirit of God, his virtue, is moving over her body. And I thank you for her healing. And Father, you gave a word about these children that was born into a place of darkness, homeless. They learn all the elements of this world to survive, and it's not good. And you began to have me to tell Penny that these children have layers and layers of things they were introduced to in their element. They was raised on the streets, raised in homeless shelter, raised in tents. They know nothing about normal life. So I thank you for mercy for these babies, God, that you're going through, you're taking them through a place that Penny don't understand. This child know only what she knows through her environment. And thank you, Father, for allowing her to be in a house of her believers to be delivered from that environment that she was introduced to. And I thank you, God, for taking over everything that's ever assaulted this child in the mother's womb, born under the spirit of addiction, born in shelters. Oh, have mercy on this baby, God. Have mercy, God. I thank you for uprooting everything that has assaulted her life and violated her, Father. That the Spirit of God give this child a chance, God. She need a chance, God. And I cry out tonight, God. Give her a chance, God. And I thank you for the Spirit of God going into a place and removing every layer that the enemy has violated this child. And the Spirit of God and his peace would overtake this baby. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for minister, for Deacon Ray, how the Spirit of God used him as a disciple to speak life to this young man who's emotionally disturbed. The enemy has violated his marriage. The enemy have come into a place to bring disaster to family. But I come in the name of Jesus that that spirit that's disturbing this home, this man and his wife, it's an impure spirit. It's a deceiving spirit. It's a demonic spirit that has been sent out against families. That the Spirit of God move into that place. And for their sin, I ask that thou will forgive them, Father Jesus. That the Spirit of God will bring the spirit of reconciliation over this couple, God. That the Spirit of God will go into that place and stop the assault of Satan that has harassed this marriage, that's vexing this marriage. That the Spirit of God will uproot that spirit and counsel it in Jesus' name. And I thank you for that marriage being restored by the Spirit of God, that the Spirit of God will make it healthy again, uproot every fruit, uproot every seed, God, that desire to assault this marriage. And I thank you for the health and the healing virtues of Jesus moving into that place for this couple where an enemy has planted a seed. And I thank you for their deliverance. Father, I thank you for Sister Mills, that the Spirit of God will go into that place, God, that the anointing will do for her what she cannot do for herself, that you will visit her in that area, God, where the enemy had afflicted her body with this virus. And I don't know who her pastor is, God, but I pray that her pastor get in intercessory prayer for Sister Mill. The prayers of the righteous avail it much, but I stand in the gap for her in Jesus' name, that the spirit of healing will go into that hospital, and every spirit that's vexing her body and causing her pain and suffering, that the virtues of Jesus will go into that room, and the spirit of infirmity will be cast out by the word of God. And God, I do thank you for it. That you, she's old. She's not a young woman. She need to get in a place of stability as never before. She need to get in a place, God, that she will hear for you, from you, for herself. Put her in that place, God. Put her in that place, God, because time is ticking. Father, get out of a tradition, for tradition is not effective. She need the power of the word. She need the benefits of the word. She need the virtues of the word. She need the healing power of the word. Tradition cannot do that. deliver her from tradition, Father Jesus. In Jesus' name, revive her, God, and bring treatment to her now in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you tonight that your spirit go over this, over our universe, over our world that's in a spirit of torment, that the spirit of God will move by his spirit the fires, the pandemic, the children in school, school being closed, school being open, all these tormenting spirit that's bringing disaster over the earth, that the spirit of God said men ought to always to pray and not to faint. Father, you and only you can go into those places, those situations, God, that people are taking everything for granted, still seeking the things of this world, the pleasure of this world. It's only for a season, and the devil has them deceived. That God, you open up their blinded eyes, deliver them from the spirit of impurity, the unclean spirit, those demonic spirits, to have them deceived. And Father, I thank you for having mercy on your universe. This is your universe, but humans have polluted your universe. So I thank you, Father Jesus, that you go into a place and that the saints of God will be in a place of safety, that every spirit want to block them out, every spirit want to demolish them, that you stop the spirit that is out to terminate your people, and you protect your people, Father, and keep your people, God. Have mercy, God, that you cancel everything that will come against their lives, oh God, to cause their lives to be harassed, that the Spirit of God will go into those places and stop the disturbances, open doors that Satan has closed, come and bring them into a place where they have peace, come and bring them into a place, God, where every vicious cycle of lack will be stopped, every hardship will be broken by the blood of Jesus and the Word of God. I thank you, Father, for terminating and counseling everything that will come against your people tonight, arrested by your word and your blood, Father. We receive benefits from the word of God tonight, the authority of God's word, that the word was sent to defeat the plans of Satan, that the word of God has been decreed, and everything God has said about his word has been established by faith. And we thank you for manifestation in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, saints of God. God is involved. Because he loves you with an everlasting love. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
God
bless
you. Thank you for listening. Pastor Amen. Beatrice Amen. Smith and the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern. The Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.